Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. The WHO, in brackets Bill Gates, extends its tentacles and increases its grip. This is my column for Unity News Network of the 17th of May 2023. The motto of the World Health Organization is "We champion health and a better future for all," but it may as well be "Nunquam perdere bonum subitis," never waste a good emergency. If the WHO was ever a body capable of taking independent and informed decisions, it certainly became apparent that it was neither independent nor informed early in 2020. Initially issuing sensible and evidence-based advice with regard to social and economic lockdown and face masks, it soon changed its tune. Neither of these decisions was evidence-based, and have since been shown to be useless at best and harmful at worst. A paper from the Johns Hopkins University demonstrated that lockdowns had no effect, and a recent Cochrane review came to the same conclusion about face masks. But the pressure from the global vaccine lobby prevailed. Lockdowns were imposed globally to stymie freedom of movement, freedom of association and freedom of speech. Mask mandates were imposed to ramp up the fear, social division and control of the population, and to gauge visibly the levels of compliance. And how were we to be saved from having to wear face masks and regain our freedoms? The COVID vaccines, of course. The WHO had to be brought into line early over lockdowns and face masks to facilitate the international vaccine rollout. It cannot simply be a coincidence that arch-vaccinator Bill Gates, whose organisation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, contributed $789 million to the WHO in 2021, exceeding the US contribution by $50 million. The COVID-19 emergency is now over. It must be, the WHO says it is. But drunk with power and finding themselves at a loose end, the WHO have been busy revising their international health regulations, note the word regulations, in a bid to ensure that whatever wiggle room member countries had to run their own health system during an emergency is eliminated. Power is to reside with the WHO and especially with their Director General. It's always easier to control an organisation if you can do that via control of a single person. It's also much easier if your influence extends to ensuring that there are no dissenting voices within the organisation. For example, Anders Tegnell, who was Sweden's state epidemiologist in 2020, achieved some celebrity through his unorthodox recommendations for COVID-19, which differed from those of other international experts, not least the WHO. Tegnell was due to leave his job in Sweden to take up a position at the WHO, but having stepped down from his Swedish position, subsequently found that the decision to employ him at the WHO had been rescinded. This was despite Sweden's outstanding performance during COVID-19 without the necessity for lockdowns, social distancing and mask mandates. It should be noted that the international health regulations are separate from the WHO proposed pandemic treaty to give them the power to impose legally binding countermeasures in the event of a pandemic. These measures, unsurprisingly supported by the EU, include a commitment to lockdowns, vaccine passports and mask mandates, and the hand of Bill Gates was very evident with his simultaneous proposals for GERM, a Global Epidemic Response and Mobilisation Team, and his offer to fund it for 5 years. Gates holds the WHO in contempt and said so at the launch of his How to Prevent the Next Pandemic book, reinforcing the idea that he has them in his pocket. The extant 2005 international health regulations are bad enough, but what the revised international health regulations do is further downplay the role of sovereign governments, ignore the freedom and dignity of human beings, and make the WHO the sole channel for the flow of information about any health emergencies. It also put the decision about what the next global health emergency is in their hands. If you've any doubt about any of this, you're welcome to download and read the proposed amendments to the international health regulations. It's remarkably dull reading, but I would urge you to listen to both of Dr. John Campbell's YouTube presentations of 9th May and 16th of May. In these excellent videos, Dr. Campbell methodically takes you through the proposed amendments and shows you precisely where they are being strengthened, always in favour of the Director General of the WHO. The WHO, aided and abetted by our own government, have done such an effective number on us that a recent survey shows that over half of the people in the UK think there's still a pandemic. Frankly, some of us never thought there was.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublications.com.